Taiwan special, episode one for the week. I'm going to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong. I'm not going to bore you with this, but the protests kind of diminished through the week. I've just been watching China Uncensored. See, the thing is, I'm over here in Asia, so when I'm awake, the China Uncensored guy is live streaming from Hong Kong, and it's the same time zone. The sun's about the same position in the sky, maybe an hour difference. And it's the same time. If you want to watch the live streams for what's going on in Hong Kong, you've got to like wake up at like 2 a.m. and that type of thing. So what happened was a bunch of people, this massive crowd surrounded the police headquarters on the main island and Hong Kong Island. And some people started throwing eggs at the police headquarters, which I think would kind of like permanently stain it. I mean, it was this beautiful, clean cement wall. Like it was, you know how you cement can be done beautiful, like cement walls can be beautiful. It was one of those. And I've seen it. There's not a single place in these, Chris Chappell's walking on the street. I'm like, oh yeah, I know that guy. Like if you turn around, there'll be a Circle K there. And it's, which is like a convenience store. It's like, oh that, yeah, there's a Starbucks just up the street from there. I know where it is. I've had coffee there. I think that was where I got my hazelnut latte. And then I got my one tumbler from this. Like all the videos, all the street shots, all the reporters on the road, all of the pictures in the newspaper. I know every one of those street corners in Hong Kong. This is the thing. I know where they are and what's going on. And I know how big these crowds are. I know how big these streets are. I've walked every single one of these streets. And the police headquarters was really, really beautiful. It's kind of off to the side and sort of next to a big road. Like the roads right in and around there are kind of complicated and wedged in. So the police started some, oh, woe is me campaigning, pictures. Oh, we're trapped inside. It's like, it's very easy to get untrapped, guys. Go arrest Carrie Lam. She's in violation of the basic law because she's trying to change things without the self-governance of Hong Kong autonomously running its own government. Yes, it's under China and it is autonomous for its own government purposes. She's breaking their own constitution. It'd be easy for the police to get the protesters to go away. Say, hi, we're on the way to arrest Carrie Lam. Please move out of her way. And the protesters will leave. So the police and their whole, oh, woe is me thing doesn't fly with me. You see, that there's a line that you can't let people cross. Now, these protesters are amazingly peaceful. Throwing eggs was just to make this formerly beautiful police station look ugly as it deserves for what it's become. Hong Kong police used to be really, really wonderful. But then, watching them start to go out, after the people, they're peaceful protesters. It's very sad. It's very, very sad to watch. Okay, so they were there around the police headquarters for a while. And the thing is, they're not centrally organized. Like, they just know like how to do stuff. Like it's a culture. They're a family. Trying to fight the protesters in Hong Kong is like trying to fight French soldiers in Napoleon's Revolution. Napoleon was an administrative genius within his military because he didn't command every single battle of his military. Napoleon, people say, Napoleon means bad, angry. I have to be upset when I hear his name. Wait, no. There are a lot of bad problems with Napoleon, mainly that he didn't know when to stop. Pardon me for the pop culture reference, but Daenerys Stormborn, Targaryen, from Game of Thrones, she was heavily modeled after Napoleon. She had a Napoleonic complex. She was a conqueror. Her friend and trusted guardian, Sir Jorah, told her that. He said, you're a conqueror, Khaleesi. And, the Napoleonic complex is a problem. And there are many problems, with Napoleon. But The reason he went as far as he did is because he knew how to deal with battles. You don't. The way a leader must deal with the battles is to put like-minded people in charge. Loose control, loose, L-O-O-S-E, loose. Loose control. Put other people in charge who will have loose control just like you do. And teach values. Teach what the big goal in the overall war is like. He had these mini armies just running all over the place, and his only orders for them were win the war. The bad guys are over there. We got to go get them. And, look out for each other. Don't lose. You know, like that. That was kind of how Napoleon commanded his forces. And I mean, back to Game of Thrones, pop culture reference. What was his name? Stark. Who is the Stark kid that ended up getting his head cut off? The kid that eventually dies was leading this revolt, and it was a problem, but he wasn't communicating to his leaders what the big goal was. He would just give them orders without telling them what the big picture was. And so they naturally operated like a good army would. Oh, there's the enemy. Let's get him. Instead of telling all his people what the big picture was. And there have been critiques on that. Why can't I remember the Stark guy's name? It doesn't matter. Okay. So the people in Hong Kong are heavily modeled. Like they follow, Napoleon was a liberator. In France, there was all this aristocratic, this old aristocracy that was oppressing the people. And Napoleon was bringing the concept of freedom. There was some revolution stuff there. Now, it got ugly and they were lobbing off heads. And that was the terror. And it brought its own form of oppression. And he didn't know how to rule and lead a peaceful people. But this is the problem with revolutions. See, China sees itself as the liberator. And their propaganda concerning Taiwan includes China telling their people that Taiwan is an oppressed island where people suffer, and they've lied to their people in China, and they've convinced the people in China that Taiwan needs to be liberated. So, anyhow, this is neither good nor bad. I've not met one scoundrel in my life that I haven't learned great lessons from. So, Napoleon had this loose administrator. Oh, Robb Stark was his name. Napoleon was this loose administrator. In Game of Thrones, Robb Stark was the heavy-handed administrator where he just told people what to do without telling them why, and his army, had problems. They had a lot of problems and setbacks, even though they were good fighters. These Hong Kong guys, they don't have weapons. All they have are numbers. That's all they have, numbers and cell phones. And they don't have a central plan other than just disrupt the government, draw attention. Their weapon is attention because they're not allowed to have guns. They're not allowed to have their own military. All they can do is go out and storm the streets, disrupt government, and get press attention. That's all they can do is hope for help from the rest of the world and to show people whatever is happening. So they go out in numbers. And one of the things that they've switched to after the police station, a lot of people need to go back to work. They can't just, not work. One of the things that they're doing is going after a building. Chris Chappell said that just a few hundred people went around one of the financial buildings and basically shut down the financial building just by standing around it. So they're going around to financial buildings, getting people's attention, just trying to get attention. So that's kind of what's been happening in Hong Kong. Another thing, two other things that I understand as I follow this is inside China, apparently, China is drastically misreporting what's happening in Hong Kong. They're not reporting much about it. China is heavily censored. Quartz did a video on this, and I linked to that in the Pacific Daily Times, the cadence for this week. You can go check that out. It's really interesting what Quartz explained a lot about what was going on inside China for how China's censorship is just completely lying to 1 billion people through their censorship and control. It's really amazing. It's scary. It's spooky what China is able to do. And I fear the developments in China, that they could be used by more sinister powers for a more sinister purpose. And we need to stop China from what it's doing as soon as possible, because China is mastering very evil tactics, just how the Nazis did. The other thing happening in Hong Kong is, that was it. They're moving right now. They're moving around to different places. So that's what I know. That's what I understand. And, you know, no, I'm going to share another opening thought with you tomorrow. That's what's been happening in Hong Kong. And I'm not going to talk about this all week, but I hope to change the flower behind me starting in the next week. See you tomorrow.